Bava Basra, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah here continues from the previous Mishnah, listing items that are not normally included in the sale of a house. Loes HaBor v'Loes HaDus. Not included in the sale of the house is a bor, which is a pit that's dug in the house. V'Loes HaDus, and not a dus. A dus can either be understood to be a same thing as a pit, except that it has walls that have been either plastered or been put with stone or brick. Or dus could alternatively be a bor which has a building on top of the karka, that it's built on top of the ground. In either case, it's not included. Afal pi shekasav lo umkav ruma, even though he has written into the shtar, into the document in the sale, he stated that umka veruma, I'm selling you the house with umka veruma, which is, means its depths and its height. Despite the fact that he wrote that, it still doesn't mean to include. It just means the whole house. And however, the Gemara points out, if he actually says mikarka hatahom bad rum harakia, which is a stronger language, which means from the depths of the earth to the height of the sky, that's the literal meaning of it, that is such a strong language that it even includes the bor and the dus. Now, the Mishnah continues and says that since you have not sold the bor and the dus, continue to belong to you, who owned it originally, but if you want to be able to reach it, v'tzarach likach lo derech, you need to purchase from the man you sold the house to, in order to reach the bor v'dus, which were not included in the sale, you need to purchase the right to trespass on his area in order to get there. You have to buy a derech, a way to get there. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva has the shita of a mocher, someone who sells something, is b'ayin yofa mocher, he sells it with a generous eye. He sells even the area to get there, and therefore now that you've sold him everything but the Borvedus, in order to get there you have to purchase that right. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim disagree, they say, ein tzarach likach lo derech, you don't need to purchase yourself away, because that also was not included in the sale. When you sold the house, since you left out the borvedus, you also left out the derech to get there. Umod Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva agrees to the chachamim that the derech is included, bizman she'amar lo chutz me'elu, that if he speaks out that I'm excluding the borvedus from the sale, then she'enu tzarach likach lo derech, you don't need to purchase a derech, and that is because even if you had not said chutz me'elu, even if you left that phrase out, on its own you would have the bor v'dus not included in the sale. So by going out of your way to speak out something that's not necessary, that you're leaving the bor v'dus out of the sale, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that a derech therefore is not included in the sale, and I've left myself the way of getting there without having to purchase it. Now, mecharin la'acher, let's say you sold the bor v'dus to somebody else. You don't sell the house. You're just selling the bor v'dus to somebody else. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein tzarach likach lo derech. The person you sold it to doesn't need to purchase the way to get there, because, again, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, as mocher ba'ayin yafahu mocher, a seller sells with a generous eye, and therefore when he sold the bor v'dus, he was selling the way to get there as well. Mechachamim omrim, chachamim say, however, tzarach likach lo derech, the person you sold the bor v'dus to needs to purchase from you a derech, a way to get there separately, because it was not included in the sale.